At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, happy holidays to all of you listening to the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. It's the Chad Harbin Show, Henry Lake in for Chad. Hope that everybody's doing well. I know that earlier, the best of Adam and Jordana, that DJ was mentioning how I love the hot weather. And yes, I do enjoy the hot weather. But I wanted to start the show with just the obvious. And it is, make sure that you take care of yourself out here in these hot temps.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is brutal to some. Now, I enjoy this type of weather, but there's a couple things that I would have to, you know, say with regards to enjoying this type of weather. Number one, I work indoors. Me and Josh Wheeler are in studio. We're talking into these microphones. We're hitting buttons. We've got computers in front of us. I've got a gallon of water, spring water right here. So I'm indoors. I don't have to work outside. I'm not landscaping. I'm not working on the roads, whatever. So for me, yes. My reality is different than some other individuals, number one. Number two, you have to be reasonable and logical when you're outdoors. You can't be outside 24/7. And you know that young people like to be outdoors and on the lakes and doing this and doing that and drinking alcohol and all this stuff, whatever. You got to be smart. Okay, you have to be smart. Just don't be out here in the elements just thinking that you're invincible. And then lastly, stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated. I'm indoors and I'm staying hydrated. You can't be out in these temps and thinking that you're just not going to be impacted or affected by the heat. Yes, I'm going to try to get out, enjoy the weather, potentially get out to a lake. And it makes sense, right? Like, holiday weekend, my name's Henry Lake, I should get out on a lake. But just be smart about it. Don't be out in the elements thinking that this heat is not going to impact you. Like, at the top of the hour, when Ari was in here doing his top of the hour update, news update, on one of our televisions, we have it on WCCO TV, and they had a live shot of my friend Reg Chapman, television reporter, and he was at the farmer's market. I just texted Reg after his live shot. I got to be honest with you, Josh. He looked miserable doing the live shot.
He did.
in these temps. He looked absolutely sweltering.
Yeah, it was.
Yes,
bad. It was bad.
He looked miserable. Yeah. So look, it's not fun for everybody, and I get that. Like, for you, mm-hmm. where do you fall in line with how you feel about temperatures like this?
I'm kind of like you. I kind of try and find the nearest body of water to, you know, whether it's like Maynard's out in Excelsior, or not Excelsior, but Wayzata, mm-hmm. and just kind of maybe just lay low and try and find something that's, you can catch a little bit of the lake breeze or some kind of breeze by water, if you will. That's kind of my go-to. But yeah, I definitely pack a water bottle with me wherever I go this time of year. It's tough.
88 degrees currently, but it feels like 95.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, because when I got out of my vehicle, when I came downtown and I parked, mm-hmm. and I got out, I was like, yeah, it feels like it's mid-90s, yeah. which I'm good with. I deal with it, but at the same time, I want people out there to be safe.
Yeah.
As always, over the course of the next couple of hours, you can, you know, feel free to call in, or you can text the show, 651-461-9226. That is the talk and text line. We take you up until 2:30, because at 2:30, what do we have? We got Twins pregame, Twins Rays this weekend at Target Field. Looking forward to this series. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to the ballpark, though, with the holiday weekend going on, because I know I'm not going today. I'm going to try to go and hang out with a couple of people. I have a cousin that's in town from Atlanta. She's here for the next week visiting family, so on and so forth. I love my cousin Jackie. She is feeling so much better health-wise. She's a cancer survivor, and she just got some really great news about a week or so ago. So for her to be in town, for her to be feeling good, that's something that my family loves and appreciates, and so we're happy to have her here. So I'm just going to kind of get out and about, hopefully, maybe over the course of the next couple of days. Any specific plans for Josh Wheeler and his wife?
Working today, but tomorrow is to be determined. Might go maybe take a day trip up north and I'm relax or something and just enjoy the day. And then I do work tomorrow morning, though, so it'll be afternoon.
Which you surprised me, because I didn't. So when I was thinking about what's open and what's not mm-hmm. open, I thought that the majority of things were not open today.
Yeah,
I think I'm probably wrong. When you say, yeah, Target's open. And
Aldi's open, like, yeah.
Whole Foods, you said, is open. So, like,
yeah, I've worked Whole Foods on the 4th before. It's not. It's the same thing. It's just a bunch of people. You get after 6 or 7, though, everybody's doing fireworks. Everybody's doing their thing. So,
now, is it modified hours, or is it just open? Like, so Target is open today.
10 p.m. Yep. 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yep.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. Yeah. I did not know that. All right, so the thing that, and we'll get into this here in a little bit, about food. We're going to talk a little bit of food here the first 20 minutes of the show, 20 to 25 minutes of the show. But today, if there's one item that you would say is the number one most consumed item on the 4th, what would you guess that to be? I don't have definitive information on what is the most consumed, but what would be your educated guess?
Sadly, hot dogs.
I think it's hot dogs.
I mean, it's kind of the cliche.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Burgers
is a very close second.
I think that burgers has to be second, right? Yeah. And I was thinking about this earlier because on ESPN they had everybody in the studio and they were doing first take.
Yeah.
And it was the regular cast was not, you know, they're off on the holidays, so they had a different group of people, and they had a mix of do you want a hot dog or do you want a burger? Half of them said they wanted a burger. The other half said they wanted a hot dog. Hot dog or burger? What do you pick?
Not to bury the lead, but I'm going with my gal, Courtney Cronin, burger. She went burger, so I'm going to go burger.
Yeah, I'm going hot dog.
Mm.
Me and you saw the same segment.
Yeah, yep.
Courtney was hosting it today.
Mm.
The burger she had looked good. Yeah, but the hot dog looked a lot better. It did.
Are you anti-Shake Shack? Is that what you're saying? Have you had Shake Shack?
I've had Shake Shack. It was years ago.
Oh, okay.
I think the first Shake Shack that came to Minnesota was the one over there by Southdale. And then there was, I think there's two because there's one in the Mall of America, too.
Yep, and Maple Grove has one now, too.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So are you a big Shake Shack guy?
I eat it once every few months. But, yeah, it's my go-to. I think it's way better than In-N-Out and all that other stuff.
I'm going to be at In-N-Out next week.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
you
will.
On the Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Animal style, baby. Animal style.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.